Don't worry about it.
So this week at our school, elementary school, was Pride Week.
Great.
And they, two of my kids go to the lower school and came home and they were like, yeah, there was a drag show. I was like, amazing. Really? And that's, he was like, awesome. Yeah, one of the teachers was dressed in drag and he had fake boobs. And
one of the teachers?
Yeah. And he goes, and cross-threaded leggings. And I go, you mean fishnets? Cross-threaded leggings.
Cross-threaded leggings.
He goes, like leggings, but cross-threaded. And
oh,
I was like,
that's
fishnets?
So cute.
And he called himself Pickles. You guys.
Oh my God. I want to hang out with this teacher.
Wait, the teacher? So it's not like they hired a professional drag queen to come perform for them.
I think there was a blend of
the teacher was like, you want to know my extracurricular activities?
Yes. I think there was a blend of hired performers and teachers that got involved, parents, whatever. I think it's cool. I also am like, is this totally the best use of an assembly for my second grade kid? I don't know.
Yeah, let him have fun.
Is it?
That's what I say.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah.
I totally do. You know why?
Why?
Because that's where we're at. You know what I mean? And if a kid feels like you're exposing them.
Yeah.
So it desensitizes.
It desensitizes.
Normalize it. Where it's like, you can be all the way over there, dress up however you want, and it's all good. Like, you're still accepted in my
It's the same as
community.
A clown. It's the same as, you know.
A clown.
You know what I mean?
That's a weird analogy.
Yeah.
It's like someone
dressed in funny clothes who like pulls out, makes you laugh, pulls out tricks. It's all the
but
same.
But a cross-dressing... I feel like it's a little more layered than just costume dressing.
It is.
What
have you ever
was,
dressed as
what
a woman?
Was his, no. Oh, what
he
was
is
his?
So not like that.
I'm just wondering.
No, not that I'm a get. Nah, not. It's just I don't.
Okay, it's not your thing.
It's
okay.
Not my thing.
Okay.
If I'm going to entertain, I'm going to do it in a different way.
Cross thread leggings.
Yes. What did he have a drag name?
Pickles.
Pickles.
Okay, that's not good. That's not a good.
Mine would be chickpea.
Well, we're foods now.
We're all up.
And they posted it on.
Like, you can't just be food.
Yeah, wait. What was your second one?
Fruit roll up.
You're just naming foods now.
Ring pop.
Hold on. Just wait for it.
Pringles can.
Pickle drag queen.
Thank you to
Pickle Drag Queen. And his friends for amazing performance today. Should I click on Pickle?
Does Pickle have an Instagram? Can we see if Pickle has a...
Pickle has an Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm going to forward this to... Hold on. And then, I think he... Anyway.
Wait, Don look said at he already Pickle.
Is that Pickle?
Wait, go back.
Pickle.
Go
back. That's Pickle.
Gorgeous. Go back real quick.
Wait, Pickle's a woman.
Look at this man.
When Pickle, West Hollywood... Oh. Hello, Pickle.
Hello, Pickle.
Oh, I think he is like an assistant.
That's your teacher?
Are you into now? Should I set you up?
No, I'm good. Thanks. Okay. Let's see.
Thanks. 7,000
Who's the second followers. Check?
Feels like there's a bunch of different people here.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Pickle's just like advertising. Pickle looks legit.
Pickle does look legit.
Look at that. The hairline is a little, but
it's a little too like lined up.
It's rough.
Yeah.
But, gorgeous. I live down the street from that, like literally a block away from that.
Oh, I thought you meant, what was the animal next to Pickle?
I think right it's there? Cool. My kids seem to get a kick out of it.
Oh, see, she does drag story hour. I love that. Her hairline, she got to fix that hairline, but I love
that's
it.
Part of it.
I love it. We need to bring her on as a guest.
I think I have seen Pickle, like not in drag.
We did. We just saw.
No, like at school.
Too. And this is an amateur job. Look at that makeup. Oof. It's okay.
I mean, where is the money for West Hollywood?
As someone who has seen 20 plus seasons of Drag Race, I'm a little...
Oh, yeah. You love that show.
Love it.
How? You've seen every season?
No.
Oh. Whoa, there's more than 20?
There's regular, there's all stars, and then there's like all the countries. So they have like Drag Race.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, Drag Race UK, Drag Race Italy, Drag Race Netherlands, Drag Race Philippines.
If you or your husband had to compete in that competition, who do you think would be better suited?
Your husband.
Oh,
even though he's so much.
1,000%. Okay.
He's got a soft face.
He does have a soft face. And also, he'd be like into it. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, I want to win. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
I love it. Who's more competitive? Him? In general. Not just
me.
Me,
definitely.
Okay. Fair enough.
I would be like, ooh, I'm like the type of person who like gets embarrassed. And he's the type of person who like is all in. We went to a wedding this weekend in the Poconos.
Yeah.
And it was a summer camp wedding. I know. And it was a summer camp wedding. And one of the things that they did was knockout. Do your kids play knockout?
No. What is that?
Basketball.
Oh, yes.
That basketball game where everyone's in a line and then one person shoots and the other person goes behind him and tries to knock him out. Anyways.
No, but it sounds fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. We used to play it in elementary school. It's basically like fun basketball.
Yeah.
And out of what, like 50 people who played, he got in fourth place.
Damn.
That's a gay man.
Skill.
And that for a gay man,
breaking,
that's like.
Yeah, breaking through.
Really?
Yeah. Were they all gay?
No.
Oh.
We were the only two gay people in the entire wedding.
Where's the Poconos? Sorry.
We flew into Philly and then our friend drove us.
I was going to say, I think it's near the Maldives.
I'm so glad.
Greece?
I'm so glad that neither
what
one of
Greek
us
Greek island is the Poconos? Yeah,
neither one of us know.
No, I think it's in Pennsylvania.
What?
Yeah.
Poconos. I thought it was this exotic location. Oh, no, wait, not what I was expecting. I thought you guys were in huts.
Wait, is it where Dirty Dancing was?
That photo over there looks like it was where Dirty Dancing was.
I think I like it.
Because I'm making up crazy
stuff.
Yes. Wait, is it really? Oh. Oh. Does have a connection to the movie.
It does have a connection to the movie. Oh, it was shot there, but it didn't.
Oh, so it's like upstate. Upstate kind of.
Yeah.
East Coast.
It was gorgeous. It was beautiful.
I'm like thinking you're like on an island, like an exotic.
I thought you had like it's a hut.
Because it sounds like Mykonos, I think. Well, is but what
yeah,
you're
why
thinking.
Does it sound islandy? Now, like the
it sounds
camp
like Mykonos.
Thing.
It sounds
yeah.
like
yeah,
yeah.
What did you have to eat today?
You have to. You know.
What did I eat? What did I have to eat today?
Please say nothing.
No, I had two string cheeses.
Jesus.
A bag of Parmesan crisps.
Okay.
Some just like lump crab meat out of a jar.
Oh, yum.
Disgusting.
Yum. Okay.
That's all I've had today.
He's going to
for dinner last night.
Weekend.
I made an egg salad sandwich.
Is Pride this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you just said.
I mean, it's Pride month. It's the kickoff.
Mm. Do you want to know what really shreds you if you want today?
What?
Cucumbers and tomatoes.
I eat cucumbers, so I don't like tomatoes. I'm actually allergic to raw tomatoes. They make my mouth itch. Ooh. But cucumbers, I eat
great.
Like,
thanks for planting that seed.
What?
Now I'm going to itch gonna
make,
when I eat
they're
going
to make your mouth itch.
Tomatoes are just
cucumbers,
acidic.
I just eat like this.
We got it.
So wait, how?
I literally just eat them like that. I literally.
There's nothing better than a sliced cucumber with some kosher salt on it.
I don't even slice them. I dip it into the salt. I snap it in half.
It's so good.
Snap it in half.
It is so good.
And then dip the wet part into the salt
snack.
And just nibble.
It is.
It's so easy. Because
you get the crunch.
It's like eating a carrot. You know,
I love a carrot. You know what Luca now says instead of shredded? He goes, I want to get peeled. Have you heard that?
Nope.
I kind of like it.
I don't like that at all.
I want to get peeled.
It reminds me of like a horror movie where someone's
well, you're
skin
getting peeled
off.
Like you're like your outer skin, and then you're like, look how
I
shredded
like
I am.
Oh, okay. I want to get peeled.
Now I get it. Okay. Got
like
it.
Meaning like lean.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I got it.
Now I get
oh,
it.
Oh, sorry. Not like the skin peeled off of
that's
you.
That's what I was thinking.
Body
I
mean, snatcher style.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, cucumbers. Highly recommend.
Okay. Cucumbers are good on any diet. Or
it's
in like.
Because it's all water. It's like.
It's all water.
It's literally just like a case
I heard
of water.
The same about watermelon.
Water.
That it's watermelon. Water?
It's 90% water.
But it's a lot of sugar.
Well, that's what's tough about ketosis. You can't have any fruit. No fruit at all.
Rude.
Can't touch it.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch it.
Are you going to go back to normal on Monday?
No.
What's the goal here? Are we, what's the date? Do we
as
have
we
see
carbs?
How long? I have a weight goal that I'm trying to hit. And when I hit
what
that.
What is your weight goal? You're trying to hit?
Do you have to say that as in public?
How many pounds are you trying to drop?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
15.
Jeez,
what?
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
How many are you down?
5.
After
in
8 days.
In 8 days. Yeah. Obviously, like, it's easy to, like, 5 is,
like,
it's,
what
it's
do you,
hard.
Why do you care?
I don't know. Well, like.
If you're married.
Challenge.
Yeah. I have like that box of clothes that sits in the back of my closet where I'm like, I don't want to throw it
Ryan.
Away because when I get skinny, it'll fit again.
Baby Ryan.
Yep. It's literally like a bonnet, like a onesie of like, I'll fit this again. So actually the reason why is because I'm going to start marathon training again. And I want to get to a place where I'm not like
again?
Running with heft. You know what I mean?
Wait, what are you
like when
do
I start
again?
training?
Training?
Yeah, for a marathon.
Marathon. Mm-hmm. I thought you said marionette.
Marionette training. Get these fingers loose for my marionette training.
Sam, should we do the marathon next year?
LA?
Yeah. We can walk it. Fuck it. Are you doing it?
Not the LA one.
Are you doing the 10K with me? Phoenix?
When is the date?
November?
What date?
I don't know.
You're going to do it in Phoenix? You're going to Phoenix for
I've got Nicole's wedding, so it can't conflict.
When's Nicole's wedding?
First weekend, I think.
Might be the same date. My dad founded the Phoenix 10K 50 years ago. November will be the 50th anniversary. So it's kind of a big deal.
Oh, that's so cute.
He does that. They do a half marathon and they also do a 5K, but it all started with the 10K. Anyway.
Yeah, I haven't run a marathon since pre-COVID, so I want to get back into it.
Which marathon did you do? LA?
Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You and I should do the
I did LA twice.
Do you jog or do you walk?
No, I don't. I run.
What?
I run.
My dad's license plates on his Ferrari used to be I run.
Oh, wow. So he's like a runner. Like yeah, a real runner.
He was. Now he's more of a swimmer, biker. Because
now running his license plate. Yeah, now his license plate says I ate that.
I peel.
I peeled.
Wait a minute.
Running is in Los Angeles is horrible.
My dad's
for
already
you.
Had
oh, why?
Replacement.
Slamming your feet on concrete.
Yeah.
Is just like really,
so. What do you
really
mean? Like, if you were in a city where you could run on dirt or like
or grass,
on grass,
mm-hmm. something's off.
Your nipples bleed?
Track? No.
Nipples?
Yeah.
Men's nipples bleed.
They chafe.
On what?
You'll
your
see,
shirt?
Like you'll see these horrifying photos of people at the marathon just like bleeding from their nipples.
Wait. So what do you do?
You Vaseline them,
or you put patches?
Yeah, nipple.
It's like grotesque.
I would wax first.
Wait,
say.
Wait, are you guys kidding me?
My dad used to run marathons like all the time.
Yeah.
What do you do to prevent this from happening?
I just don't chafe.
My dad used to just have Vaseline on him that he'd keep lubing him up.
Yeah.
And
then they give out lube. They give out Vaseline like they give out water. Like they have them at stations. They put them on
little popsicle sticks.
I think I would just put cover
Band-Aids.
like patches on.
People put Band-Aids or like runner's tape. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing he's wearing, that shirt looks pretty.
Yeah. No, the worst is the people who are trying to hit a time and have to shit themselves.
Ew.
Yeah.
They do it down their leg?
Yep. It happens often. Yep.
Wait, no, stop.
Yep.
Ryan.
Yes. Swear to God. Look.
That's why you eat bananas before.
And pasta.
And Snoop chips.
Oh my God, I thought that was a woman at the beginning.
Yeah. It's so gross. Because like you kind of, sometimes you're like
that is
so fast.
And he just keeps going.
You like lose control of your bowels, but you also have to hit a time.
What's fascinating to me is they all have diarrhea.
Yeah, you're not dropping nuggets.
Like if I,
dropping nuggets on
like
the,
if I woke up and had that like kind
pellets,
of
rabbit pellets,
I'd be like, hey, I could be sick.
You guys, these are like the most grotesque, rare things.
Yeah.
Like, this can't happen that often.
It only happens with like elite runners. Yeah. Because if I'm running a marathon and I need to take a shit, I'm stopping to take a shit. I'm not going to.
Imagine, you don't need to prove anything to anyone.
Correct.
Yeah, imagine if you need to meet a time.
You go on like mile 10 and then you have 16 more miles just like running
I'd
your own
so
shit.
I'd eat so much
like
cheese the night before. Sam, I really think
it'd be really bad for your skin too.
For our like bucket list just in life, you and I should do the LA Marathon.
I think you should.
And fuck it. We can just talk. We can walk. We can jog.
You'd love it.
We'll just fucking walk the whole thing.
Will we be in so much pain after?
No.
Might be in a little pain.
I feel like we'll be blistered up. And
you won't be blistered.
We won't be blistered.
Your pain will be muscle acheness. But that's fine.
Can and I then ride you will on look your back?
And what's really, what I like to do is I like in certain segments, like I have a friend run with me like through West Hollywood. And then I have a friend run with me like through Century City. And like.
Wait, you can just pop in?
Oh, yeah. 100. You can't like cross the finish line, but you can pop in.
Oh.
Yeah. People have pacers.
Can you take a scooter?
No.
A lime? I don't know. A bird?
Be like, I'm smoking your ass. Roller skates?
What about a pony cycle?
Yeah, I've run the LA Marathon twice. It's very fun. And it's very flat, which is nice.
And do you... end where you started?
No.
Okay.
You started Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium ended Santa Monica.
At Santa Monica.
Like by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Lord! Yeah. You get spit out in Santa Monica?
Yep.
It's That's nice. Far.
And then you just kind of like walk into the ocean like a zombie. Just like,
who did I pick up down there?
This is
I
not think a
my
hard
cousin
sell for
did
me.
It. We have to do it once.
Do it. I think you I think this is where. I think this is where you decide to do it.
Why aren't you going to do it with us?
Because I don't like the LA. I'm done with the LA Marathon.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, let's start with the half marathon.
Yeah.
Is there a half marathon in LA?
Only charity. You have to raise for a charity. I know. And it's a relay. So one
like
person
passing
runs
off batons?
Well, kind of. One person runs the first half and then one person runs the second half.
Can you break it up into three?
No.
So one person runs 7 miles?
Nope.
Or 6.5?
Nope. 13.1.
Oh, I see.
It's a marathon divided into two.
Do you remember Bert when he did it?
LA?
The LA marathon with zero training.
Shut up.
Zero training.
How did he feel after?
I don't think he could walk.
Oh.
He couldn't walk for like 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm worried about.
I don't know what the fuck he wore. I mean,
it's
literally.
Cute, it's chic.
Finished the LA marathon today with no training in 5 hours, 33 minutes.
Oof. See, the problem with that is the boredom.
Mm.
Like, imagine five hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah, what is your like,
time?
Like, give or take.
3:46 is my fastest.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I guess 5:33 with no training.
Is not bad. It's so funny.
Well, that's, like, wouldn't that be walking to some degree?
There's a certain...
No.
There's a certain... No.
No.
Walking would be what? Like 10 hours?
4 miles an hour?
Yeah. Really, really so. There's a certain time where they have like, what is it called? The thing that scoops you up if you're running too slow.
Six and a half hours.
Time limit, yeah. You always see like the sun is down and there's those old people who are like, I did a marathon. Yeah,
that's easy. I could do 6.5 hours. That's a long
time.
I think
many walkers find the marathon a great way to enjoy the event and the course. You can do it.
You guys, a 12-minute mile is like 5 hours and something seconds. A 12-minute mile is like walking.
No, it's like 16-minute mile is walking.
18. Not for me. Not for these little legs. Ding, 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 ding.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really funny. There are these people that just like, especially like at...
Okay, 15 to 20 minutes. I mean... I can walk at 12.
Where they like scoop you up at the end because they're like, oh, you're walking too slow. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I forget what they're called, but they're like scoopers.
Faster walkers, like competitive walkers, can achieve in 11 minutes. So you're a competitive walker.
Have you seen Olympic speed walking?
What's competitive walking like?
You've never seen Olympic speed walk? So it's an Olympic event, speed walking. It's so funny where they go like this.
But who would do this instead of running? People who aren't that fast?
I have no idea. How do you get into it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. How do you get into
leg
it?
Leg must remain...
Athletes must maintain one foot on the ground at all times.
That's why they're like...
Dancing leg must remain straight from the point of contact with the ground until the body passes over it.
What a dorky sport.
It's so dorky. It's so funny. They look like penguins.
How do you know these things? I've never tuned in and been like, oh, this is on. Maybe do they not cover it?
I think when I was a runner in high school, we would watch all of the running events.
What if it's like a major flex? You're like, I have a gold in speed walking.
I know. So, yeah.
I'm taking that.
My husband, when he moved here, he moved in with his best friend from college's girlfriend, who was an Olympic gold medal swimmer.
Mm.
And she just like had her gold medal like. Hanging in the living
room.
Yeah.
Okay. I just saw like you had like basically like you have like sugar water in your trunk. Is that what you were feeding kids at elementary school?
No. We're setting up ice, like a shaved ice machine at Ted's baseball tournament this weekend. One of the little girls, one of my mom friends, the little girl setting it up. How sweet is this for her birthday? It's all she wants to do. And she's going to sell shaved ice cones. And then donate all the proceeds to Children's Hospital.
Well, they're going to need to go to Children's Hospital after they drink all that sugar syrup. Why couldn't you do something like a little more like natural?
What? I mean, because kids don't want natural.
They just want sugar.
Fuck yeah.
Where do we even get that?
Is that nature versus nurture, do you think? Like if you gave them natural from the beginning, would they not have a taste for sugar? Or would they?
I don't think they would want it. I think it would be like yucky to them.
Mm. I don't want shaved ice at all.
I like shaved ice.
Shaved ice is, I like it.
Yeah.
It's a weird concept if you think about it.
Yeah. But I have like had it ice. Where it's been, it's still sugary or whatever,
yeah.
But where it's been more from real fruit, not just colored sugar water.
Do you know what question keeps pacing my mind?
What?
I'm like, if me and my family want shaved ice, do we have to wait in line? Is that fucked up?
But
like, that's what I can't stop thinking about. And I'm like, you're a monster.
Wait, why?
It's my machine. It's my juice.
Okay, but have you used this machine before?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's good.
It's like it's a legit.
We got a machine. Oh, amazing. We got a machine for last year when Luca was finishing sixth grade, the end of the school year. And we were like, we're doing it for the whole class, whatever. And it was an expensive machine. I mean, in my opinion, for shaved ice. It kept breaking. And it was like, at the end of the day, we would like get it back working and then it would break again. And so like less than half the kids ended up getting shaved ice.
Not this guy. No. Is it over 1,000?
Over 1,000?
I think it was up. It was maybe
it's like 2,300.
Oh, okay.
It's an industrial ice making machine. Like it's like a.
You have it at your house?
Oh, man.
It lives at your house?
Mm-hmm. How big is it? I'm like.
I like this. Like it would fit on the chair perfectly. It's huge. It's so like this.
Then you just put like cubes of ice in.
You just pour ice in and then there's a button. It goes on, off.
Mm.
And you go on, it goes.
In like a little.
Yeah.
Do you ever use it for like a cocktail or just like a Diet Coke?
No, I would totally.
But that sounds delicious.
I said I would totally.
Right?
Yeah.
It would melt like too fast.
I would do a shaved Diet Coke ice.
A shaved vodka soda.
Like put
soda.
Diet Coke on.
Well, I don't know.
Shaved vodka soda sounds amazing. It won't melt the ice. Coke. It won't melt the ice. That sounds great. Next time. Were you guys not drinking?
Piss off, Ryan.
Weren't you doing once a day?
I don't know, but I drank so much last night. She had laser therapy. You had a chemical peel. I got drunk.
Okay.
Like I drank so much last night. I only had 4 drinks, but it was the combination. I had a standard vodka soda. A vodka soda with lime, a glass of Pinot Noir, and then a Paloma.
It's a nice little progression. Whoa. I like it.
Paloma at the end is aggressive.
It's aggressive, and I knew it was
tequila?
A bad idea.
Isn't there
I don't know. I didn't really... Oh, never mind. It wasn't a Paloma. It was a Cosmopolitan.
That's a great little progression.
Ooh, sweet little ditty.
I'm fun at night.
I love it.
And then I got home and I was home alone with the kids and they were already asleep and I got in bed with them and I was telling Sam I woke up at like 3 in the morning. And it was like I was on steroids. Like my heart was like, dong, 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 dong. It was like, you sleeping yet? And I was like, that feels aggressive. And then I'm like, if I get up to walk, it's probably going to amp up. But if I don't get water, I'm going to be stuck in this purgatory. And then I'm like, where are my Xanax?
Do you think that's like a higher blood pressure?
What the fuck is that?
Do you think that's like a higher blood pressure, like where it feels pounding?
Don't
or do
tell
you
her
just
that.
Think?
Oh my God.
No, whatever. I mean, don't think it's dangerous. I'm just saying, or do you think it's just your body metabolizing the sugar, like kind of like all of a sudden, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like I don't recognize this thing, so let me.
Or it's like all of a sudden,
why
it's like trying to metabolize that sugar, like, once everything.
But why at 3 in the morning?
Good question.
Do you recognize which of the 4 things triggered it?
That's awesome. Like asking like, which of the 4 drinks did they put the pill in? Which of the 14 drinks
does
that
it matter?
Night?
Does it matter?
I think I was roofied.
Well, yeah, either way, matter? I don't think it's dangerous, but it can't be like great for you to
wait,
do that.
Can
all the
we
time.
Google why do I wake up with pounding heart after drinking?
Oh my God.
Do you have never had a Cosmopolitan before?
I don't think you need. It's like
I love when it auto populates. Here we go. Let's understand the science of this. Waking up with a pounding heart. Waking up with a pounding heart after drinking alcohol is a common experience. It's generally due to the combination of physiological responses that your body has to alcohol. Alcohol can increase heart rate by stimulating the sympathetic nervous system. It also causes blood vessels. Oh my God.
Blood vessels to widen.
Dehydration from alcohol consumption can further reduce blood volume, leading to a faster heart rate. Additionally, alcohol can disrupt.
Isn't it so crazy that alcohol is illegal?
Oh my God.
It is.
It's so crazy.
I wish they would make it illegal.
And then like, that would solve our problem.
Do us a favor. Yeah.
Right?
Binge drinking can sometimes cause holiday hearts. What? Well, holiday heart syndrome, which includes heart rhythm irregularities like AFib. La, 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 la. Binge we're done with this topic.
Holiday heart syndrome. That sounds
made
lovely.
Made worse by dehydration withdrawal.
That sounds like what the Grinch. You know what the Grinch had when his heart grew? That's what holiday heart syndrome sounds like.
Yeah, totally. Yes. Wait, what, like went black?
When it went bigger. No, when it grew three times the thing broke.
Yeah.
That's
but before,
what the
Grinch had. Yeah, before
you are such a dork.
Hard holiday heart syndrome.
But it was small, tiny before. Yeah.
And then it grew. That's holiday heart syndrome.
Okay, well, that's what it is, Sammy.
I mean, I assumed how to fix it.
I do like that it was common.
It's common. If you're proactive with your health, like we both are, overactive with our health stuff, I don't think this is dangerous, but clearly like over time and if that's happening frequently, it's not good for your body. But like you said, alcohol in general, that's the thing. And we talk about this all the time. It is really crazy that it's legal and so socially acceptable. Like I don't know. There's been times where I've been at restaurants and you just like, look at, they have these beautiful bars filled with like all kinds of liquor. And you're like,
pick your poison.
Yeah. To what end? I follow this guy, Doc Amen. I don't know. He's like a psychologist on Instagram. Does anybody?
Yes.
He looks a little Kevorkian.
I see him all the time on Instagram.
Me too. And he talks a lot about not just psychiatric things. He talks a lot about wellness and he's the reason I was taking the vitamin K.
Oh.
Because he was like, take the D with the vitamin K. Anyway, it was a few months back, he was talking about alcohol and he's like, I think that society is going to look at alcohol in, not the far distant future, the way that we look at cigarettes.
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, think about 20 years. Like we were like, want a cigarette? Want to smoke?
The number one reason to quit alcohol. Jesus, here we go.
You are sticking with it. I am so proud of you, like let it roll into February. And, the number one reason to stay away from alcohol is alcohol drops function in your prefrontal cortex. That's the brain's brake. And dropping that function makes you say things you shouldn't say. Do things you really shouldn't
temporary.
Do.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, we know this.
Want to stay.
that's why I drink alcohol.
Thanks.
Yeah, I
was like, thanks, Captain Obvious. It also washes out the bad thoughts.
I know.
Break.
It also makes you feel whole again.
Go, do I have to, I can't.
Enough of him.
Slowly saying,
makes
you say
gay?
Things you want to say. No. When was his last post?
He's posting all the time, and I don't know why.
Posts all the time, I end up
getting hooked. Because it's quick. It's like a 30, 60
Holy
second
shit,
thing.
He has 4 million followers?
Yeah, you guys. Oh, Doc Amen? I don't know.
Daniel Amen.
I gotta follow him now.
His last name is really Amen. Okay.
What's happier and less depressed every day? If it's hug a cat, I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh my God, I do. I do every day.
Gross.
End every day with what went well. Today.
Okay. I'm good.
Write it down.
Can you imagine?
I don't need a thought journal.
With a little journal.
I don't buy into that. I just don't buy into that. I feel gratitude every morning.
Great.
You do?
Absolutely.
And you don't need to remind
my kids aren't in the hospital right now. None of us have been diagnosed with anything.
Great.
My parents are still alive. My siblings are happy. Live in a great house.
Don't need to write it down.
I have financial security.
I love mornings. I like not like super early, but once I'm up and I have a cup of coffee, I feel like that's the best.
Yeah.
If I feel good. Today I felt like a goddamn loser.
Oh, really? Oh, I felt good today. I don't know. I like the mornings.
Because you weren't
hungover.
Now I know what you talk about.
That's what Dr. Amen
is
saying.
You feel like crap the next morning.
Yeah.
And you're like, you feel like a loser.
But you don't feel like that every time you drink.
No, I don't. But today I did, and I was like, I'm such a low life.
Is it because it was a Friday? Because it was a Thursday?
Yeah, but then I'm sitting in this comedy club going, why did I panic and get like a dedicated server to me in case I ran out of alcohol? And I'm looking at two vodka sodas.
How do you get a dedicated server?
I know. What comedy club is this?
Follow me.
Right this way.
And then I'm like, you know what? If we're closing out soon, maybe do you have a nice red? And I'm like, what am I doing?
That sounds
By myself. And then I look at this gorgeous girl next to me. She looks like Duta.
Also,
and she's sitting there and she's like, and she has a glass bottle of Evian.
You know what? Boo. Boring. No, boring. She's not having fun. No fucking way.
I'm drinking well drinks.
I know, seriously. She's there with her Evian at a comedy club watching Dr. Amen. Like, no, thank you.
Dr. Amen. She's
no fucking thank you.
I was like, why can't I be that chick?
Because you don't want to be that chick.
Ugh. Right? I'm so fun.
If I went to a fucking bar and saw a girl drinking an Evian, I'd be like, no fucking thank you.
Yeah.
An Evian.
It's that balance.
Evian's also, okay.
It's Evian that balance. Is also
even if I'm sober, I'd go with a Diet Coke and lime.
Correct.
Evian is a bit.
Evian is gross. Or like a Perrier or something. Like
sparkling.
Yeah. Evian's gross.
Why? Is it? Some people think it's sweet.
I don't know what it is. It's disgusting.
If Evian were a dog, it would be like.
Like a poodle.
Like a. Yeah.
Yeah. Like something gross. Like something but little. I love,
or like those dogs that, what's her face?
A pulley?
Charlotte had in Sex and the City. Those snooty little fucking dogs.
Pomeranian? I buy you.
No, but. Gross. Pomeranian. No, that's.
Oh.
Oh, a King Charles?
Yes. Oh, that's 100%.
A Pomeranian? No, that is like Dasani.
Okay, wait. Okay, yeah. You guys. Okay,
that's like
what's,
Snap 2-0.
Okay, what's Fiji?
It feels
Fiji's
tropical.
Fiji's kind of like a miniature golden doodle.
Oh, yeah. I
like,
see that.
New, classy, sophisticated. Earthy.
I feel like kind of maybe like a Shiba Inu.
From the Poconos?
The Poconos? Heard of it?
Liquid Death would be a pit bull.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the key is it's so hard to ride that line. If you're like, I'm fun, I want to have fun, and I want to feel good. And then you're like, where, like, you're constantly trying to navigate that balance.
I would rather have, so, like, last night I looked at this bar. And this was a moment where I was like, fuck, do I have a problem? Like, all these, like, specialty cocktails were laid out. And I was like, which one am I going to try?
I
almost wish I had that addiction and reaction to food rather than alcohol.
That sounds perfectly fine. It sounds great. That
what
sounds
do you mean?
Fun.
You wish you like were like excessive with food as opposed to alcohol? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like seeing a menu and being like, ooh, I can't wait to try little bits of all of them as opposed to doing it with alcohol?
Yeah. Like no, I get like buffet anxiety with like an open bar. I'm like, what do I get? What do I get? Is the line going to get long? Maybe I should get two.
No, that sounds great. That sounds fun.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
He's the perfect addition
Seriously,
to our trio.
Come on.
Yeah.
So stupid. You know what would be stupid? Drinking Evian in a comedy club. That'd be fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
You know why I got my shit done this morning? Crush sports day.
Yeah. Absolutely crush sports day.
Nailed it.
Your valves came back to normal size. Your valves
regulated.
Are sized again.
Yeah, I'm good.
You sound great. How are those Quest trips?
Really good.
Oh, you're in zero.
I think I'm in. I don't think it's. What is it?
What's doable?
One, maybe two.
Oh, not four.
Nope, not four.
Four for the entire bag.
Oh.
You could do it.
I could do it.
Oh, you're not going to even get one out of this. What are these? Hold on.
The Quest cookies I can have, and they're very good.
I think that's the first Quest thing that I've ever liked.
This one?
No, the tortilla chips.
Try the cookies. Chips. The chocolate
Here,
chip cookies
try
are
these
really
scraps.
So you guys, I have high cholesterol.
I have
what?
A little bit.
How
one.
Do you know?
What do you mean?
Oh, do I know this?
Yes. I've had high cholesterol for years.
What is your cholesterol?
Well, the problem is my bad cholesterol is high.
Oh, that's right. I know that.
You've known this.
I know this.
And it's been high for like, I don't know. I haven't really noticed. Yeah, a tiny bit. I haven't really noticed because doctors, I would say for the last 8 to 10 years, my bad has been high. And
8 to 10 years bad. Okay.
I'm guessing. But I didn't really start noticing it until the last five. Because it wasn't like crazy high. These docs wouldn't mention it to me. They're like, and then I'd see, you know, like if you look at your labs, because I think it's changed a bit, that like medicine with how the doctors, you used to never get your labs.
No,
right?
It's like they'd now it's very transparent.
They'd have it and they'd call you and they'd be like, everything looks good. Take your vitamin D3, like whatever. Okay, great, fine, thanks. And only if I was trying to look into something would I actually ask for the labs or look for them. And in recent years now, even if they should call you, if it's Quest or LabCorp or whatever, you like, I have the app. It'll be like,
it'll just update.
Your labs are ready, right?
Yep.
So I don't know, a few years ago, maybe like 4 or 5, I started just like reviewing, because sometimes you get them before the doctor calls you. And oftentimes I don't know exactly what I'm looking at.
No idea what it means.
Cholesterol is easy, kind of, you know, I mean, you there's a few different numbers within that, triglycerides, HDL, LDL. It's easy to sort of understand. And I started to see that my numbers were high, and then I would ask, and I think I'd forwarded it to my dad, and he's like, oh, that's too high. And then I would be the one to ask the doctor, like, well, that number is high. They're like, yeah, I'm not worried about it. You know, I wouldn't, you know, everything else is good, so I wouldn't really do anything about it for 20 plus years. But the school of thought is changing so rapidly with these younger docs. It's more of like a preventative thing. They're like they want me to start taking statins, start taking baby aspirin.
Have you started baby aspirin yet?
No. My dad's saying that he's like, start the statins, don't start the baby aspirin because you'll bruise easy. But my sister and I is also starting both of these things. So I'm like, I'm going to do it. Yeah. And I got these like marching orders, I don't know, a week ago. And I was like, I'm going to start tomorrow. And I don't know, I've been holding off just waiting because I'm like, I'm going to start. But I'm sort of wrapping my head around like the fact that it's so genetic that it's not really even lifestyle, that why my cholesterol's high. It's just like, that's what I'm dealing with. But so now the school of thought is get ahead of it. Start taking statins even before you really need to, so that you never, you know, you never get the calcium buildup and that you never really see the effects of the bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm grappling with the fact. So when I first realized I had high cholesterol, it was 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like, how can that be? I'm young, beautiful, in the prime of my
beauty
life.
Beauty is one of the key indicators.
I come from great stock.
I thought you were going to be like, you come from money.
I come from old
generational
money.
Wealth.
Yeah,
how did this happen?
Ugly people get cholesterol.
Yes. So it was just weird.
This is only for the ugly ones.
It's only for the ugly ones.
Yes.
This is
It was weird to be like diagnosed with that. And then I'm like, oh, it's a fluke. It's like a one-off. And then I went back further like years prior because, you know, you get so much blood work with when you have kids and stuff. So I was able to kind of trace up prior to that, even a few years. And that number was always a bit high, kind of inching up. And now I'm like, all right, so I'm like an old lady on statins and baby aspirin.
You know what's funny? It's
baby
like
aspirin's wild.
The rate of anxiety. I mean, if you think about it, I was in college. We didn't really have email. In college.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't. And that's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy that in 2004.
Email a professor.
Yeah.
Barely.
You did. It
towards
was
the
there.
End.
It was towards the end where you're like, oh, they're going to email
me. He doesn't know anything
this.
About that because he's a child.
Yeah. But
I started getting it freshman year of college. So it's not that different. Yeah.
And you went to college when? 2000 and?
2007 is when I started.
Okay. So like in 2004, I was graduating. Mm. And that was when they're like, we'll email you all your graduation shit. And I'm like, oh, just throw it into the into a black hole.
Exactly. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, where's it going?
But like, like, and then we got social media, Friendster. Mm-hmm. Is it Friendster?
Yeah.
Friendster, yeah.
That same year. So imagine like the uptick in anxiety. Like,
yeah,
that's when we started getting medical records emailed to us probably in the next 4 or 5 years after that. Like, imagine like the amount of information we were just like instantly exposed to, and then all these social media apps.
Yeah.
Like it was dumped on a generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, dumped. Totally. I agree. I think that's a huge reason.
Things like bad news would be reading the newspaper in the morning and then with your day, it's so much ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
It's like you don't hear about anything and then you watch the news at night.
It was really when the BlackBerry came out.
The fucking BlackBerry.
I loved it.
The BlackBerry.
Did anyone have the T-Mobile Sidekick?
Never did.
No, I always wanted one.
I got it at the tail end of its popularity.
You'd be like,
it was beautiful. Yeah.
You're like
what a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I did love the BlackBerry too. But you guys, if you had to choose, obviously you would want more information.
No, I don't know if I would. to be honest.
I don't think so either.
I was fine back in the day. Well, I don't even remember because I wasn't going to doctors because I was, you know, a werewolf kid. But like, I don't know if I want, I just want someone to call me and be like, yeah, you're all good.
Yeah.
Instead of me obsessively going like, he didn't mention this
there's red, green, red, exactly. You're like, what does that mean?
And it's like negative, negative, negative. I'm like, and positive, positive, positive. It's like, is it good? Because it's like, if you have, if you're positive for like white blood cells, that's a good thing.
Oh, I was positive for like Hep B and right. one. And I was like, Hep B.
And it's like, you're supposed to
I was
have
like,
that.
Was I just like eating puddles? Like, how did I get that?
That's strange.
It's like, you're just what like supposed
that?
To
I
have
I had
it.
A Hep B antibody, which means I've what, had Hep B at some point where I was like, I don't play with farm animals. Right. Like, how do you get that?
And you never knew?
No.
Maybe from a vaccine or something?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's like, seriously, it's like, just tell me.
They won't
tell me the relevant
or like drinking lake water.
Right. Yes, but they won't mention everything to you. And then like on occasion, I'll be like, wait, why is that flagged? And they're like, I just would put it out of your head. I would just put it out of your head. And you're like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do? Anyways, the moral of the story is.
Another thing too. Back when, so my doctor now sends prescriptions directly to the pharmacy. Instead of giving me the little piece of paper.
Nice.
And no, but I'm like, so the other day he was like, I'm going to send it to your pharmacy. I'm never sent it. And then I get there, they close in 30 minutes and they're like, oh, we didn't get it. We can't fill it in time. As opposed to if he gave me a little paper,
yeah,
I could have just gone to the place and they were like,
you're like, I have source. I have,
look, I swear. I know,
golden ticket is good.
I need my ointments.
Yeah. You know what I do? And I agree. It's
like, give me the option.
Oftentimes it's so much more efficient when they just send it directly. But I'll call the pharmacy and be like, oh, they just called it in. How long do you think?
That's
just so I
idea.
Know it's been received.
See, yeah, I the didn't worst call the is pharmacy.
When you show up right before
you and I
closing.
Are the same. I know. Yeah.
You're not that on top
like,
of
good
it.
Good luck.
I know.
The worst is when you show up and they're like, we don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I'm like,
ugh. It's so annoying. Yeah. So I don't know. The moral of the story for me, I want the information, but I don't want too much information. Just like how I don't think I would do the pre-nuvo, which you did. And I'm like really proud of you for doing it. I don't want to be stressing about things that I can't control, but I do want to be proactive about the things that I can. So there's that weird.
Would any of you guys get that Geneva blood test?
Gallery,
whatever. Mike just got his back.
And?
It's fine.
Like the, is that
they
like
test
the
you
new
for 50 types of cancer. Oh, or, and if it comes back negative, it's
genes.
Like 2 out of 100 people could. Less than 2 people out of 100. So it's like your chances are pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not
totally.
It's not just if you have cancer, right? It's like if you have the gene.
Precursors, yes.
Yeah.
That's a good. I should do that. How much is it?
$1,200 or something. But it's not.
But like.
Mike got an at-home test. Mike got an at-home test sent to him and it was like $500.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
Mine.
What do you mean? Was it a swab?
What?
Like a saliva
swab?
No,
you had to go get blood.
Oh, yeah.
But. Mine, I did it in the doctor's office and it was like $3,000.
Oh my God. No insurance doesn't cover it?
No. I don't think it's
wait, did you get your results back yet?
Streamlined yet.
And you're good? Wow.
I'm going to focus on another area. So I'm like, well, exactly. Check that off my list. My
witch hunt. It's time for a witch hunt.
I was like, here we go.
Oh, I don't know.
It's so weird because my grandfather, we found out recently, like, maybe 3 years ago that my grandfather's actually not my biological grandfather.
What?
I know. And so it's so weird because like we were always like, oh God, his family has a history of like this and like he's bald. So I'm going to be bald and all that stuff.
You're like,
and now it's like, well, that goes out the window. It's such a weird feeling. My mom and her siblings all did 23andMe and they found out that they're all only half. There's of the five. Three have one dad, one has one dad, and one has another
hold
dad.
On. Was he married to your grandma still?
Yeah, when he had all five of them.
And so she must have known.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, she didn't carry him.
And she died already. She died.
No.
She must have known that they were different
but
fathers.
But there was different dads. So yeah, she knew she had sex with
I think she was
person.
Having sex with a bunch of different guys and she didn't know
oh,
that.
Oh, your grandmother did.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying, okay.
So yeah, the two.
Oh
sorry,
my God, get
of the
it,
five,
get it, girl.
Yeah, sorry, of the five, the eldest two have is my actual grandfather.
Uh-huh.
The middle one, we don't know, and then the youngest two, we don't know.
So they're all different.
Yeah, there's three different dads amongst five.
So
kids.
And he and the one who you thought was everybody's only was with the father of one of the kids.
Of the top, of the two
top
eldest,
two, the first yeah. two. But I wait know. A minute, were they married? Are they dead?
My grandfather's still alive.
But your grandmother.
My grandmother took it all
with
her.
Did anyone call him out?
She's like, bye guys.
Did anyone call him out?
No one told him. He's 90.
Wait, hold on.
He's 93.
So he doesn't know. He thinks they're all his.
He's 93. We're like, no, let him go.
But hold on. Rewind.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. Did he raise all five like his own?
Yes.
Do you think he knew? Or do you think he thought they were all his?
What if he listens to this episode?
I know, right? I don't think he knows. Yeah. Oh my God. Maybe we just like put it in front of him. I press play and walk out. And he was like, he's like, why do I care about speed skating again? I'm like, just wait. You'll get to it.
You guys drink too much.
There's a really great thing at the end. Just wait to it.
Just wait. Wait for it.
Put your earphones in.
But yeah. My mom thinks that like, he knew because he loves the first two, like loves the first two, and he loves the other ones.
I
but
bet
like,
he knew.
Yeah, I think he like had a feeling. Yeah. I mean, like,
who's Filipino?
So wait, this is your mom's mom.
This all happened in the Philippines.
This is your mom's mom.
This is my mom's mom. Yes.
And so was that guy that wasn't her real dad?
Was it not her real dad?
Was she one of the two or one?
She was the youngest.
Should we go looking for your real grandfather?
We already kind of did.
Okay.
So like,
did you find him?
She was like, I have some ideas. And like, she showed us a bunch of people who look exactly like my brother.
How did she find them?
How? Google?
She was just like, oh, like men who were around.
You're like Uncle Ronnie.
Uncle, exactly.
Okay. So probably people within the inner circle.
Another thing. No. Another way we found out. Uh-huh. You go to 23andMe and you see all these cousins who you've never seen before.
They're like 50% match.
Yeah. And she's like, wait, I didn't know Uncle Ronnie's kid was related to me.
Uncle Ronnie's my brother?
Seriously.
You guys, what do you think about 23andMe going bankrupt? Like, what do you think about this whole 23andMe thing?
It makes me nervous. I feel like they're going to like sell our secrets for money.
There's like a class action. They're not just going out of business. There's like lawsuits against them. But for what? Do we know? Can we Google what's going on with 23andMe? I mean, I feel like it's such an incredible database of information.
Yeah.
To just not have access to that anymore, I think is crazy.
Data breach.
23andMe settled a class action lawsuit for $30 million after a data breach in 2023 exposed the personal information of nearly 7 million customers. The lawsuit filed in... Where's my money?
I know.
The lawsuit filed in January 2024 alleged that 23andMe failed to adequately protect customer data and notified affected parties, particularly those with Chinese or Ashkenazi Jew. And I'm 50% Ashkenazi Jew. The breach involved hackers accessing user data, including ancestry reports, DNA matches, and family details. 23andMe has not admitted any wrongdoing, but agreed to the settlement to resolve the claims. I wonder what would they be doing with that. Like,
look at that. You might be able to claim. You could have gotten that
it's
money.
It's like $13, you guys.
I know. Worth it. No, that's another thing too.
This week, I just got a thing saying if you want to apply.
Yeah.
It didn't say how much, but I don't know what I would.
Let's Google it. What is the settlement for 23andMe?
Well, it doesn't seem like anybody used my information.
Seeking to sell its business and resolve liabilities.
So they'll sell it.
Yeah.
So they had a bunch of like news articles come out that said you should delete all your data off of the website because if they sell it to another company, like we don't have control over what they do with that information. That's and they could just like sell it, cash out, and not give a shit what people
did you
do.
Have a profile?
Yeah, I deleted mine.
So like in theory I should do that still, or is it too late for me?
Yeah, there's a step by step direction online of how to properly do it.
Hell yeah. What if they were giving information like we're like an adopted kid found the parent and they're like, just give me that name and address of that person. That's what I always think about.
It's so crazy. It's also so easy to find.
Well, no, I have a friend. This makes me think. Okay, so I have a friend who had kids on her own and never knew the person or the other party involved. And there was like a 50% match for a grandparent, like 50% DNA shared with the kids or something. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be like, wait, who is that person? Like, how much do I have to pay you to give me the information?
How would you not do a deep dive? I'd be like, here we go.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Hold all my calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would.
Right?
Hell yeah.
But I don't think that's what they were doing. Halston, do you know what they were doing with the data that they hacked?
Why would someone want to?
Yeah,
I know
those two. Wow.
Why would someone? What would someone be doing? Just more like credit card fraud. I mean, that kind of thing. Like, what would they be doing with DNA?
Exposing secrets.
I don't know, but I've heard like conspiracy theories about how you can create a weapon, like a biological weapon that just affects people with certain DNA.
Ashkenazi Jews are screwed. Oh, no.
Bye.
My God.
That's crazy.
Whoa. I love that you know what? This, Alstrich.
I know. Oh, great.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm going to delete. Are you on 23andMe?
I'm great now. I think I'm on and something else.
That's Ancestry.com or something?
Ancestry or something like that.
Is Ancestry, do you have to do the saliva?
No.
Yeah.
Are you on 23andMe?
That's all I did.
You guys, I'm deleting my info later.
You should. That makes me nervous.
Hell no. Bert did it.
Yeah.
Ancestry.
Found out we were like a little Italian.
Did I tell you I did mine? And did I tell you I'm 50% Ashkenazi?
Yeah.
And then my mom, it's like Irish, like Danish, British. And I bought my dad a kit for Father's Day one year. Like, Dad, do yours. This is so fun. It's so exciting. And it was like 100% Ashkenazi Jew. Good night.
Yeah, mine was like 99% Filipino.
So boring. Like, okay. But does it tell you, you did it?
Yeah.
So does it tell you, you just told me you didn't do it earlier.
No, I didn't do 23andMe. I did. Yeah, I did Ancestry.
So does it tell you like this part of the Philippines?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, someone in my family did one. And it said we were like 80% Neanderthal.
Oh.
That tracks.
What the fuck does that mean?
Isn't everybody 80% Neanderthal? Yeah.
No.
All right.
Let's see. I just want to see what this means. Like, I was like, what? It's probably why I can carry so much heavy shit.
That looks like you.
Neanderthal genes in humans today.
Oh, only 1 in 4%.
Yeah. You weren't 80%. I bet you it was like 1%.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not.
You said you didn't do this. Oh, Bert did it?
Did it.
That's so funny.
Oh my. The amount of Neanderthal DNA varies depending on location, and the highest percentage is found in East Asia. And the well, that's weird. So I'm a wolf.
East Asia, like Russia.
80% possible? I don't think that's possible. Yeah, thank you. Well,
oh, here, 80% more Neanderthal than most. Oh, yes, that's what you were probably were.
80% more Neanderthal than most of.
Not 80% Neanderthal, but.
More Neanderthal than what?
Than everybody else that does 23andMe.
Yeah.
Wait, who is?
That's probably, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
That's so funny.
Obscure. See, obscure wait. Factoid.
See, look, it's all like broadly European.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, there I am.
We found it.
You have more Neanderthal DNA than 80% of our customers. I love that she
is. That's why.
There she is. Oh, there's Madison.
Oh, okay. Now, see.
There she is. Well, with that necklace, God.
Conch shell necklace. Oh, all right. All right. Don't worry about it.